President Bush is in Italy today, the latest stop on his European tour. At the same time, a trial began in Milan, a trial that's embarrassing for both Italy and the U.S. It involves the controversial CIA practice known as extraordinary rendition. 26 Americans, all but one believed to be CIA, are being tried in absentia alongside 7 Italian intelligence officers, including the former head of Italy's intelligence agency. NPR Silvio Poggioli has this from Milan.
The charge is the 2003 abduction of an Egyptian cleric known as Abu Omar, who the prosecution says was flown to Egypt where he was tortured. He was under investigation for terrorism. The trial began with a reading of the names of the defendants.
Castelli Jeffrey.
Jeff Castelli and another defendant, Robert Selden Lady, were said to be the CIA station chiefs in Rome and Milan at the time of the abduction. None of the American defendants were present in court, and a U.S. official has said they'll never be handed over for prosecution. Alessia Sorgato, the court-appointed lawyer for 3 of the American defendants, filed a motion saying her clients are not fugitives. She said they left Italy long ago and know nothing about the indictments. Not so, countered prosecutor Ferdinando Pomarici.
An email message found in the computer of Milan CIA station chief Robert Selden Lady urged him and his colleagues to leave Italy at the earliest to avoid being arrested.
The prosecution says the CIA suspects used unusually sloppy tradecraft, leaving a paper trail of cell phone calls, car rental receipts, and very expensive hotel bills. Legal experts suggest it means the operatives believe they had the green light from Italian authorities, a suggestion denied by the government at the time. The current Italian government doesn't want this trial and has asked the Constitutional Court to throw it out on the grounds of protecting state secrecy. The trial was adjourned to June 18th so that Judge Oscar Maggi can decide whether to suspend proceedings until the Constitutional Court rules in the fall. Lawyers for the Italian defendants also asked that the trial be held behind closed doors to ensure their clients' anonymity. The judge turned down the motion as requested by prosecutor Armando Spataro, who stressed the need for transparency.
It is of great social importance for the public to know these facts, which also involve the defense of human rights.
Montasser Al-Zayat, an Egyptian lawyer representing Abu Omar, said his client, who is now under house arrest in Egypt, wants to be compensated morally and financially for the abduction and torture he was subjected to.
Abu Omar has lost 60% of his hearing, and he needs a hearing aid. His spinal cord has been injured, and he suffers from depression.
Just as the trial got underway, in Paris, the European Human Rights Monitoring Agency, the Council of Europe, issued a report contending that the CIA ran secret prisons in Poland and Romania despite their government's denials. It says terrorist suspects were subjected to sleep deprivation, waterboarding, or simulated drowning. The report also accuses Italy of obstructing investigations into alleged CIA secret detentions. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Milan.